station to any station. This is KO4NUE.
4HK.
Hey, Patrick, is anything emergency happening on 610?
I've been checking on everybody. Everybody's okay for now. How about y'all?
Yeah, I've got some emergency traffic over the repeater. All stations. Just want to let you know, I picked up my son this morning with a broken back, with a tree fell on him in a truck, mashed the cab, and it took about 2.5 hours to get him out. The ambulances cannot maneuver because of the trees, and people who are coming out the joyride just make things worse. Stay at home unless you have an emergency. Stay at home unless you have an emergency. Ambulances are thin, fire trucks are thin, and it's not good in Campobello. I don't know what it's like anywhere else, but I just saw one of the worst days. So just letting you know.
Ed, thanks for the info, and sorry to hear about your son. We'll definitely keep him in our prayers and thoughts. You be safe out there.
Yeah, roger that. We have lost connectivity with Skywarn. Can you please move off frequency, find the local Skywarn hub, let them know vehicles need to stay at home unless there is an emergency. It's too bad to maneuver.
It's Chad. I cannot hit any Skywarn stations or repeaters or hear them, so I have no help on that one. Hopefully somebody else is listening that can.
Yeah, roger that. Well, do me a favor, Patrick. Find somebody in the listening area that can contact Skywarn and relay. You know, not that it matters. Just going to let you know, I have lost every antenna I've got, every one of them, trees or everything that held an antenna is on the ground. So, all right, let me calm down. All right. Please get that to Skywarn for me if you can, because more people are gonna get hurt if you don't get the word out.
Any station on frequency that can relay that message?
So 14513.
1153 DCS tone of 311.
Message that needs to be relayed. I didn't catch it.
Billy.
What time?
Is this Billy? This is KO4NUE.
KSO Mobile. I have several repeaters programmed here if I need to relay something somewhere.
You got it, Patrick.
My best. Thank you, Chad. You be safe out there. And again, prayers for your son. Station, can you relay message in from KO4NUE? Campobello area, all areas need to stay home, get off the road. Ambulances are having trouble maneuvering fire trucks. He just had to get his son out of a truck that a tree fell on him and broke his back, and it took him 2.5 hours to get there. So trying to relay everybody, stay off the roads in Campobello and local areas. Out joyriding, you're doing nothing but causing problems. Did you copy that?
Relay that over Mount Mitchell that they cover Campobello and they will hear it down that way.
On a Skywarn repeater, which the local one is 147-135 with a DCS tone of 311. WA KO4HKX. KO4HKX. KO4HKX.
4HKX, KI4DOS.
How are you and Miss Joy this morning?
Oh, we're pretty good. Can't complain about anything. We're doing good anyway. Got a little wind damage down here, but other than that, everything's still in one piece, pretty much.
Okay, get the race set, that's portable.
Just a minute, please, sir. Gary, can you relay a message from Chad to Billy K90H?
I can try.
Chad just come on a repeater and wanted to let everybody know, but they don't have any Skywarn connectivity, and all his antennas are down. He's with HT and mobile only. That trees are down everywhere in Campobello, and tree fell across the truck that one of his sons was in, and I don't know which one, and broke his back. It took 2.5 hours to get out, and he's recommending all vehicles stay off the road so the ambulances and fire trucks can do their job, because they're causing problems with getting in the way, and he wanted to relay it over to Skywarn, but I can't reach a Skywarn repeater.
See if I can get into the Skywarn repeater and let them know. I asked that about Dad's son. I don't know which one it was, but that tree fell on the truck he was in, and it broke his back.
Fell on the truck while he was in the cab, and like he said, it took 2.5 hours to get him out of the truck, but he is okay, or stable now, so he's going to the hospital, and just wanted to let everybody know to stay off the roads.
Relay the message.
And if you need to get a hold of me, this is the only form of communication I got. So cell towers are down, internet's down, phones are down, but we still have power.
That sort of thing, and I don't know about the phones or anything, but our power's out. Of course, that makes the internet out and all of that stuff. Deal with the radios as much as we can.
Well, let me see if Dave's okay. I'll check on him right quick. K2HXS, go ahead.
All right, no, we're out assessing the damage on the property. We got, looks like 9 pine trees down across the road on our block that is not at our house, but we do have a tree in the back that's touching our house. Otherwise, we're okay here.
Good to hear. Be safe out there, and I would stay off the roads if at all possible.
Oh, I'm not going anywhere. Heck no. I got to go down to the basement and see if I get my generator running.
YQK, need an info?
For Y2K, I believe it was.
J4YQK, I'm on Fluta River, Jacobsville, Fluta River. So we can determine how we're going to evacuate.
Just stand still and try to talk where you can come through.
River Crest for Saluda River. Do you know the River Crest for Saluda River in Jacobsville above Hunts Bridge?
I do not have any way of finding out, but I'll stay on frequency and see what we can do. Gary, can you help with that any, or Dave? Another on frequency, and he's wanting to know the crest of the Saluda River at Hunts Bridge, and so if they need to evacuate or not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just going to stay on frequency. I'll stay quiet. Go ahead.
Because they can look it up. I have no way of doing it. I'm no internet, no phone. This is all I got.
Yeah, I'm in the same condition, so no internet, no phone.
Operator in the Pickens County Emergency Command Post.
On the Cedar's Head, you might want to try the Pickens repeater, and I don't know the frequency off the top of my head.
So, out here, we used to use a 6-1 for this, but I'm in a hole, so I can't reach that. Thank you.
You might want to get on find a hunt to have it all connected for this storm. The local frequency is 145.5130, depending on where you are, but the hunt system is up.
Yes. This is not working.
Sorry to cut in, guys. Just letting you know, as of like 7:30 this morning, I do know that Croswell First Baptist did open an evacuation shelter for Saluda Dam along 123. That much I do know. I got that through the first responder alerts while I was driving through the area.
KX, KO4, NUV.
Hey, hang on, Chad. I got too many coming at one time. So, last station with the update on Saluda. Can you come up with that one more time?
This is KQ4KFK. Just advising, as about 7:30 this morning, I did get an alert through the First Responder Network that Croswell First Baptist, right along 123 and Saluda Dam, was opening an evacuation shelter for flooding. I don't know if that's in the area that that gentleman was asking about, but I do know there are concerns around 123 in Saluda about there being a overflow of the river.
KQ4 station, did you copy that? KF4, I believe it was. KFK there. Thank you for that update. I will keep relaying that out the best I can. And Chad, go ahead with your message.
Wonderful job. Wonderful job. Okay. Get in touch with Dave before we lose cell phone connectivity. I think the 610 has got All-Star. If All-Star is available, then maybe it would be a good time to consider linking 610 into Skywarn. Effective, a whole lot more effective if that's possible. Can you assign a station to run that down with Dave? Because I'm on the way to the hospital.
Yeah, Dave was on here earlier. Hopefully he's still monitoring and can come in here.
W4DJW, were you looking for me?
A message for you. So go ahead, KO4NUE.
Listen, it's real bad out here at the house. I stuck my son out of a truck with a broken back this morning. Does the 610 machine have All-Star capability?
Negative. It doesn't have any internet or any. And sorry to hear about your son. I hope it he turns out okay. But there's no internet connectivity to it right now because it goes through this radio we're talking on. And this radio has no access to the internet. So no All-Star, no D-Star, nothing.
Right, roger that. Is there any RF link available?
Not at this time. That's on the prototype repeater, and the prototype repeater is not installed. So none at this point in time, no.
All right, well, listen, just want to let you know, I don't know what it looks like at your house, but it looks like an apocalypse here. And if this would be a good opportunity to try to organize 610 somehow, because of the coverage, it's so much coverage, because some of the Lincoln, to get some information out. So just saying, that would be pretty effective. We've lost Skywarn on our end. Just imagine how much damage it's done. The repeater's still running, but it's got some issues. I'm not sure. Something probably hit the tower. I'm not sure. But all right, I gotta go. Gotta go to the hospital.
All right, Chad. Well, sorry to hear about your son again. Hopefully everything will turn out all right. And when you get an opportunity, no rush, please let us know how he's doing. We're all going to be waiting to hear how he's doing. I know it's going to be a while. KO4NUE, W4DJW, clear and listening.
KO4CKT.
CKT, go ahead.
Power's off down here in Honey Pipe. All trees blow down all over the place. We're all over town, all in Honey Pipe. Power's off, been off for a pretty good while, and it won't be back on because power line's laying down in the road down yonder. And it's kind of rough here at Honey Pipe. I come home, the boy asked me if my pecan tree blew down, and I said, no, it was still up. And he said, well, my daughter called me just a few minutes ago and told me it fell on your house. And I said, shoot, let me go look. I went out and looked. It didn't fall on the house, but it fell. It blowed across the road. It had the road blocked off and everything across my fence. And I couldn't do nothing. I just left it alone till the power company or whoever comes by and wants to work on it, because it's a good old big tree.
Well, you and I both lost a big tree. I had a maple tree. It's huge. Its trunk was about between 2.5 feet and 3 feet, up to about 30 feet, and then it split into big, big branches that went up to about 70 feet. It was huge. And it fell. It was within range of taking out my neighbor's house and my house. It could have taken out either one. And instead, it landed in his driveway and just missed his mailbox. So we got lucky there. I'm waiting for the rain to stop, and I put a new chain on my chainsaw, so it'll cut through that like butter. And I'll cut that up in a bunch of pieces and wheelbarrow it off. Right now he's stuck in his yard. He can't get out and go anywhere because that trunk is laying right across his driveway.
Blowing now, shoot, it gusty at times. It might blow some more down, and all the way it's blowing. See, when I went out this morning, and there wasn't nothing laying but old leaves off of trees and stuff laying in the road, and little old twigs and all. Then I went back to pick up this girl that worked at Burger King. I pick her up and take her home. And when I went up, I was pulled out of the yard, a tree was laying across the road out here right below my driveway. So I went on out and picked her up, and then I had to go down through another street there to take another boy to his house because he walked up there, and I took him home too while I had her in the truck with me. Then I had to figure out how to get there because I started two different ways, and there was trees laying in the road and power lines down one way, and the other way there was a big old tree laying in the road, so I had to pick me another route to go to take him on home, and then I didn't have no trouble after that, so nothing but little old limbs and stuff in the road from there on. Then I come back and carried her home, and I had to go around to bring my truck in the yard because that tree was in the way that fell, and my tree wasn't ever fell in because I went up that road where it fell across, and then I come on home, put my truck in the yard, and in a little bit my boy called me and said, his daughter-in-law, I mean his wife's daughter, said the tree fell because she lived right down here. Said my tree fell on the house. She thought it fell on the house because it looked like it from across the road there. Anyway, it didn't, and so I was lucky on that part, I guess.
10-4, CTD.
Go ahead, Wyatt.
QK wants to know if anybody has any information on when the max flood stage that Saluda River at Hunts Bridge will get.
I don't have the answer to that, but I did hear that the eye of the storm was paralleled, was going through Oconee probably 35, 40 minutes ago. And I know from that point it was supposed to turn and go northwest. So I think we're through the hard part. I think it's coming down. I don't know about the water level. You know, water level could rise after the storm leaves.
I'm trapped in his valley. Well, I spit it out here. And the creek's still rising. So he's not critical yet, but he's getting real nervous.
Well, his house is on stilts. It's his brother's house he's probably worried about, right?
For the whole thing because they can't get out of the valley at all. Trees down right at the edge, and he has water up to his foundation now.
That's not good. That means it's right at his brother's house, right at the floor of his brother's house. That's not good. I wish I had more information for him, but the storm watch stuff is offline at the moment. They're having some issues with that repeater. So there's no way to get that information through at the moment. I don't know what happened to it. There might be a problem with Billy's repeater. I'm not sure.
Well, that's not good. All right. Well, all clear for now. KJ4 CTD.
All right. Talk to you later, W4DJW. Clear and listening.
All right. You still there? Affirmative.
To me, and I've been trying to get that over to him, but they did open up a shelter on 123 at the Crosswell Church for the Saluda Dam area. Don't know if they're evacuated or what, but that's all the information I have on that right now.
I'll pass along if I can get a phone connection back to them.
As I can, trying to relay information. It's it's tough because I don't have internet access either or a phone at all. This is all I have.
I'm bad. I got like a half a bar of LTE occasionally, and you know that's in and out. Anyway, let me get clear so I can save battery power. KJ4CTD. Clear.
TXJ, I know there's a lot of power out in the area. I have power and a connection to the internet if anybody needs any information, KA2TXJ.
Can you get information on the Saluda Dam River in Easlet or Pickens area and see if they're evacuating anything over there? I've got a guy looking for information. Please, sir.
At least what I can find out, KA2TXJ.
Standing by, KO4HK.
4KFK. Is anybody listening?
FK, KO4HKX.
4HKX. Give you an update. If there's anyone in the TR area, just letting everybody know Jackson Grove Road is open until about Moss Cellar. After that, it's cut off pretty much in every major road and side road. We've been trying to cut our way through, but we've got power lines down everywhere. So if there's anyone out that way that can get out, they need to now before they get completely entrapped.
TR Grove Road.
Grove Road down past Moat Teller towards Sandy Flat. That whole area is pretty much cut off with power lines and trees down.
I will try to keep it relayed out there for you. And this is Gavin, isn't it? In here, sir. Information is very limited right now. Seems like Skywarn's having some issues and nobody has internet.
I'm lucky enough. I got off shift off the ambulance, got a bunch of other kids before I got off shift, and now I'm trying to get over towards Rutherford Road to get to my family who's trapped by trees. So I'm out here trying to clear roads with all the bush cutters trying to get over there. So I'm getting information slowly through my first responder sources and what I'm hearing from the fire department out here.
Can you be safe out there, KO4HKX. Standing by.
You guys do. I'll hop on as much as I can to give updates if I get any.